Cough, Sivon, Sunday the 26th of June, Diane Dovid Con. Car crash claim. This week's tow away has been sponsored by Family Manson in honour of the forthcoming marriage on Tuesday on Monday of Avrumi Manson and Elisheva Moyal. Mazel tov.
Thank you very much. We have a half an hour as I go. Thank you. Good morning. Just like to share with you a couple of, as the title is, car crash shilas, questions that have come up, things that people have asked in situations. It's quite a last question that I was asked is really, it was asked in the most beautiful way, is the truth of the matter is. Reuven was driving a car and he bumped Shimon's car. Nothing very terrible. Shimon's car was stationary and didn't see it dented Shimon's car. So Reuven said to Shimon, "It's my fault. I didn't see your car. I'm terribly sorry. I'm very happy to pay for it. I'd prefer if this claim doesn't go through my insurance company. My premium will go up. I'll pay for it. It's not such a terrible damage. Go to a shop, go to a car repair, a garage, and whatever it costs, I'll pay for it." So the person went to the garage, Shimon went off to the garage, wanted to, and he went there, and the fellow said, "It'll cost whatever it is. It'll cost £200 to repair it." So I made up the figure, so I don't want it to be similar to what it really was. But he says it was cost £200 to fix it, and the garage man looks around at the car and he says, "And while I'm sorting out the dent, I'll deal with the scratch at the back for nothing. I'll throw it in for nothing, and I'll repair it." So Shimon, who was an honest fellow, said to the garage man, "Look, thank you so much for that. I'll accept the offer for the £200, for the dent, and for the scratch at the back. But just tell me, what's the breakdown of the cost of the dent and the scratch? How much is it?" So the garage man says, "To repair the dent costs £200. So he says, "So what's the cost of the scratch? So repairing the scratch." So he says, "That I've told you I'm doing for nothing." So he says, "Now I must explain. Somebody hit my car, and therefore, as a result, he has agreed to pay. I've come here, and I really feel that if you're repairing the scratch, that I should only charge him what the dent actually costs to repair." So the garage man says, "Look, the cost of repairing the dent is £200, but I'm prepared to throw it." So he comes and he asks me, "What's the right thing to do?" Shimon asks me and says, "What should I be doing? How much should I charge Reuven? How much should I charge Reuven? What do you think?" Without the dent. So how much would it cost? But if you ask the garage man how much would it cost of it, he did the rounds and this was the cheapest price, so he knows this was an honest price to charge Shimon, to charge Reuven, who did the damage. But how much? No. The dent. No. Reuven dented Shimon's car. The scratch was there from before. The scratch that was there from before. I must say, when I looked at my file, I looked to find, I knew I'd had a similar shaila before. And I found in my notes from 7-8 years ago, I'd written down a slightly different question. The question was,
How much would it cost to do just the scratch?
So we don't know. We don't know. I must tell you.
How much would the garage charge?
Sorry?
If he was just to do the scratch,
I don't know what it costs, but he told me that he had had a quote for it previously for £130 for the scratch, and Shimon decided that was too expensive, he'd leave it. He'd leave it for that. So it's not just a question of how much it would cost. The question is how much possibly Shimon. The similar question that I had written down was that the same story, that Reuven had done damage to Shimon's car, and that Reuven, as a result, Reuven had taken Shimon's car to the garage to have it repaired. And when he came to pick up the car, so the garage man said, not only did I repair what you'd asked me, but I also sorted out this and that and the other. And now Reuven was asking the Shaila. This time it's Shimon was asking the Shaila. Reuven was asking the Shaila, can I charge him? Can I demand from him that since I'm bringing him back the car, not just with the repair of the damage that I caused, but can I charge him for the extra that I have repaired as a result of it? You think, no way, right? But you like, but you like honest Shimon of the recent Shaila.
You can't ask him, charge, because he didn't ask him to do it. First of all, secondly, if he does anyway the other repair, to do the other thing is much cheaper.
Well, that's why they are. That's why the garage. Once he's got it in, so that he does. So this was the. Let's have a look at some Marimekomas. I mean, how do we begin to look at such a shaila? Where, what, and how? Yes.
Is it halakhically permissible to bypass the insurance and to get the work done by yourself? So therefore, you're saving yourself a terrific amount of insurance claim, premium claim.
It's perfectly mutter. In fact, one thing I will mention, and I wanted to mention anyway, that if somebody does hit you, or you hit somebody else, these things happen. Yeah. That's why we have insurance, and it's perfectly legitimate of the nizik to go to the insurance company of the mazik. There's nothing wrong with it. That's not erkois, it's not mesira, it's not anything else. But if you have an honest person who has done the damage, and you know that they're going to sort things out, and it's a bit of damage that won't cost a fortune, so then it is the honest and the right thing to do, in a case where your car will be put back in a similar state of repair, to save the person the money by agreeing to go to somewhere, but only if the person who's done the damage is honest. So the person who's done the damage is honest, he's not going to run away, he's not going to... So then, by all means, go to a garage of your choice and have it repaired. It will be cheaper than taking it through an insurance claim, and it probably will save the person who's done the damage money. But in principle, it is your right, if somebody has hit you, for you to use their insurance company in order to have the damage rectified or paid for. That's perfectly right. But it's the correct thing to do, if you can save the person money, if they're honest, that not to go to the insurance company if that's what they wish, yeah. And therefore it was perfectly correct. So yeah. You choose a garage which you feel comfortable with going, and then to have it repaired. That's perfectly right.
Is it at all doma to the shalas that we've heard about, buy one, get one free, where you send a shliach to buy a bottle of lemonade,
and he gets... So this is what it is. The question is really, who is the garage man throwing in the extra work for? Who is he doing it for? Who's generated? It's exactly right. So there's a Gemara in Ksubas. Here's the Gemara in Ksubas. And the Gemara says, Hoisifu lei achas yisela. That's exactly the Gemara in Sadiches Amud Beis. But we'll see how to apply it in this case. So the Gemara says, Hilchasa, dovos yesh lei kitzva, if the... And this is talking about a case where Reuven sends Shimon off to buy something for him, or some wares for him. Shimon goes and he buys it from Levi, and Levi gives him more than was expected. And the question is, this extra, does it go to, quite right, the Shimon, or does it go to the Meshaleach? Who is it? Who is it for? And the Gemara says, Hilchas Adobo Shesh LeKitzvah, if there's a fixed price. So, if somebody gives me £10 to go to the shop and to buy whatever it is, bottles of lemonade, boxes of eggs, whatever it is, and I go to the shop and I come back with one more than was expected for the money that I was given, then the din is, Dovah Shesh LeKitzvah, it's a fixed price, so we can quantify, this is what I should have received for my money, and I got one extra. Then the din is, Cholkim, half each. Yes? Don't know how you're going to divide half a bottle of lemonade, but I'll leave that between the Shliach and the Shaleach. But he says, and Dovah Shein LeKitzvah, but if it's something which is without a fixed price, HaKol Balamois, we assume that the shopkeeper gave it all to the person who's buying it. There's no fixed price, there's nothing extra necessarily, and therefore we say finished what was given purely for the one who is buying the mashaleach. But the question is, why, if there's a fixed price, does the mashaleach and the shliach, why do they get half each? So, it sounds as if you covered this before, so we can go a little faster. According to Rashi, Rashi says the reason is, he says, because we don't know. He says, yesh loyma l'shliach and nosno, v'yesh loyma l'bala mois nosno. We don't know who the mashaleach, who the shopkeeper, intended to give the extra for. Was it for the mashaleach, or was it for the shliach? Whereas the Rif says, no, the Rif says, because they both generated. The reason is, Pirush, he says, Dovah shesh lo kitzva, kagoyim peirush shalim korim, minyan yodua, a fixed number for the money that he gave, o mishkal yodua, o mida yodua, and therefore he says, im nosan le hamoiche, oise hadovah yodua, vahoisif lo, he added, achas yisera, cholkim, velomo cholkim, says the Rif, and the Rif is in Daf Nun Zayin and based with Daf Peir Rif. So he says, why cholkim? He says, Hoil ubasaloi lishliach hano al yedei bal habayis cholek imoy. They both generated. They were both contributory in generating the extra that the shopkeeper gave. So was it because the mashaleach gave the money and he was the one who generated the purchase? Or was it the shliach who either chose this shopkeeper and therefore the shopkeeper wants to be makila teva? Or is it because the shliach behaved nicely and found favour in the eyes of the shopkeeper and therefore he wanted to give him a little more? Whichever way round it is a joint. They generated the extra jointly, and therefore they go half-half. We don't know exactly whether it's two-thirds, a third, or a third and two-thirds, or whatever it is, and therefore the din is chokim, they go half-half. Now the question is, sorry? It's like this, if he gives everyone extra, after a while you'll say it's dovah she'en lo kitzvah, because, in other words, it's got to be that it's considered that he's giving extra. After a while you decide he's not giving extra, that's the price. If definitely there is a special offer, and that's the price, that's what's being offered, so that's what he bought it for, and that's what it is. So therefore it's nothing to do with the shliach at all. This is anyone who buys, that will go all to the mashaleach, and that will be all, that will be all his. Now in this case over here, but by the way, how we paskin, whether Rashi or the Rif, is an afkamin in our case. Because there's no question about it. The garage repaired Shimon's car. Yes, no question about it. It was Shimon's car that was repaired, and therefore it was given directly to Shimon. It was given for Shimon. So therefore, if it's a question, we don't know who he gave it to, according to Rashi, then it's clearly going to be he gave it to Shimon, the one whose car was damaged. He adds an extra repair to his car. But if it's a question of the question of who generated it, Reuven's paying. So if Reuven's paying, Reuven generated the work. If Reuven generated the work, so therefore Reuven was definitely contributory to Shimon's scratch being fixed. No question about it. And then there's a huge question about who we paskin like. The Beis Yosef says quite clearly, the Hilchasa, we paskin like the Rif. Because the Rambam agrees with it, and therefore that's how we paskin. It's actually fascinating. The Beis Yosef says does the Beis Yosef do this, but the Beis Yosef makes quite a fuss about telling us what the halacha is. He quotes the Gemara, he quotes Rif, he quotes Rashi, and then he goes on to say, Uleinian halacha. So the Beis Yosef makes a huge fuss of this. Kivan da Rif, a Rambam, the Horosh. All three of them are amudei hayra. He says, "Maskimim lo das achas, hochi naktinon." That's how we paskin. Now you know that I've told you this. Let me read Shulchan Aruch. This is actually an eye opener to see how you can't paskin from Shulchan Aruch. As strange as that sounds, Shulchan Aruch. So once again, before we get there, there's a machloikus. The answer is there's a machloikus. According to Rashi, we know quite clearly the garage man who he intended to benefit. He intended to benefit Shimon, because Shimon's car came in, he did an extra repair, and therefore, definitely, he gave it to Shimon. So in which case, is Shimon obligated to reduce something from, take something off the price, going to Rashi? No. Because it was a free present that the garage man gave to Shimon, because he repaired Shimon's car. According to the Rif, they both generated this free gift. It was because Reuven damaged Shimon's car and paid for it. That is why the garage man, that's why this all came about. And therefore, Reuven is definitely contributory, and therefore possibly deserves to have half the value of the benefit.
But it can't we say that Shimon does get a benefit, but he can't help it. It doesn't cost anybody anything.
Oh, well, think about that. But let's first get to this and try and work out how we're going to paskin. Now, this is actually something in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel Sivvov. So there, Shulchan Aruch says the following, and you tell me how it sounds to you, how Shulchan Aruch is paskining. Hoyo hashar kotzuv, if there was a fixed price, the market price was fixed, v'yodua, and well known, v'yisifu l'shliach, and the shopkeeper gave more to the shliach, b'minyan, either in number, b'mishkal, in weight, or b'midah, or in volume, kol shisifu loy ha-moichrim. If the shopkeeper gives more, harehu shel shnehem, it belongs to both of them, v'cholek ha-tosefes, and the extra is divided, ha-shliach im ha-bal ha-mois, the two of them divide it. V'im oyu ha-dova she'eino kitzva, ha-kole bal ha-mois. How is the Shulchan Aruch paskening? Can you tell? You can't tell. Because he hasn't told you, all Shulchan Aruch says, if that's the way it is, you divide it half-half. But he hasn't said why, what the reason is. And you read the Ramah and you think, oh, Baruch Hashem, the Ramah is going to help me. Miu, im oma ha-moiche, if the Moicha says, beferush explicitly, she'noisein l'shliach, he's giving it to the shliach, ha-koil shel shliach, everything goes to the shliach. So if you look at this, Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, straight through, you just read it as it is, very simple, you say that we're paskening like Rashi. Because Rashi says the only question is we don't know who it is, who the shopkeeper's given it to. We don't know which one of the two he's given it to. And since we don't know, therefore the din is half and half. But if he says explicitly, that's it. And in our case, as good as being explicit, he's repairing Shimon's car, not Reuven's car. And therefore, that's what he's doing it for. But if you read Shulchan Aruch, you think, but no, now that we've seen the Beis Yosef, we know that the Ramah has done something that you might miss. The Ramah was not his tafkid to explain Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah wanted to write his own Shulchan Aruch, but Rabbi Yosef Kaira had written it already. So what he did was he annotated the Shulchan Aruch as it was written in the way that he thought we should paskin. So what he's actually done over here is, by writing that little bit, the Ramah has completely changed the psak of the Shulchan Aruch from the Shulchan Aruch meaning to paskin, like the Rif, Rambam, and Rosh, to, if you just read it, you think that the Shulchan Aruch has paskin like Rashi. Incredible. Just shows, it really is, time and time again, the Shulchan Aruch was written, and the Shulchan Aruch writes in his Hakdomah that the reason why he wrote the Shulchan Aruch is just so that we should be able to go through our Bachelke Shulchan Aruch in 30 days. That's what it's for. And the original print of the Shulchan Aruch was divided up into 30. So 30 days, you can go through, it's easy. Beis Yosef is very long. That you're not going to manage in 30 days. But you can easily get through Arba Chelke Shulchan Aruch. Yes? Yeah? Exactly. In 30 days, you can get through it. That's why he wrote it. So, and the Sma, the Sefer Mitzvah, writes in his Hakdomah that the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch as we have it, is Mazkeres Devorin B'Alma. That's his Lashon. It is merely a memory aid. So it's as if you're going in for an exam, and you can't possibly go over everything all in one go, so you write yourself little notes. And that's what Yosef Kaira was doing. He wrote little praises, the main shittas are represented, but it wasn't supposed to be a rule book of life as to how to, it's quite clear that's the way it is. And there's a warning very much, that's why the Bi'ah HaGro, by the way, the Vilna Gaon wrote the Bi'ah HaGro, was to put us, send us back to the Gemara. You don't pass them from Shulchanoch. Shulchanoch is merely a pointer as to what the main shittas are, and back to the Gemara to Paskin. So the Gemara's told us Vehilchasa, and now you've got the Machlokes Rishonim, the Beis Yosef has told us which of the Rishonim we're going to follow. So Shulchan Aruch has told us clearly we're Paskin like Riff, Rambam, and Rosh. In which case, Cholkim, in every case. And that's why Shulchan Aruch has just said Cholkim without getting involved in any detail. Because for Shulchan Aruch, there's no detail. It's always Cholkim. Because they're always contributory. The Shliach and the Meshaleach. They'll always be, by definition, the Meshaleach is the one who gave the money, who generated the purchase, and the Shliach is the one who's actually gone and chosen this shopkeeper to buy from. Therefore, Shulchan Aruch needn't say any more. But with the Ramah has definitely said that we paskin like Rashi. How do we paskin between the Mechaber and the Ramah? So the Mechaber, the Ramah hasn't told us that this is the way to paskin. He's just explained the Shulchan Aruch away in a way that we think we paskin like Rashi. So there's a machlokes here. The Sama says that we really paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, Rif, Rambam, and Rosh. But he says, Mikol Mokim, he says, Lefamim, Lefi Ro'os Adayin, he says, Yesh Lismoich, he says, Alayu, on the opinion of the Ramah. That's pretty close, but the main opinion is that the Shach is very, maybe I've got that the wrong way around. Just one second, I'm sorry. Im oma amoicha beferush, mikomokum kosavti tam, the other way round. The Sama says, we're going with the Ramah, who's passing like Rashi, the Ramban supports Rashi, and mikomokum kosavti tam, or rif, or rosh, or ito, he doesn't mention the Ramban, de lefomim lefi roistein, yesh lismoich alayhu. So the Sama told us, we follow the Ramah. If the garage man indicates explicitly that he's giving it to the shaliach, it goes to the shaliach. If it's specifically for the mashaleach, it goes to the mashaleach. That's the case.
And
the shah, sorry?
He'd done it on the car. So
well, here's very interesting, because the first case that I asked you, which was the recent one, it's quite clear that what happened was that Shimon took his car in for repair and he repaired the dent and the scratch. So the garage man was clearly doing it for Shimon. In the second case I told you, which was the older case, where Reuven took Shimon's car to be repaired. So what happened in that case there, so the garage man did not know that this was about Shimon at all. And therefore, he thought he was repairing the scratch of the person who brought it. And therefore it is, there is a difference there that one has to watch out for. So that's the Sma. The Shach gets very upset with the Ramah and says, how can you possibly paskin against the Rif, Rosh and Rambam? And as a result, that the Shach has no, he says, a vote of no confidence in the Ramah's Psach. Tema, Shaposa came to Pshitas, how could he paskin to Hodas, Horif, or Rosh, or Balo Itzel Cholkim, Bechein Niradas Horan, Begam Beyushalmi? So the Shach really doesn't understand the Ramah and is really going along with the Shulchan Aruch, in which case you should paskin, that it should always be contributory. And then we have other poskim all the way down, it's split all the way down how to paskin. You've got the Nesiva says, goes with the Shach, the Ketzos, the way the Ketzos explains it, he's explaining and strengthening the Psak of the Sma. So we've got on all sides, we've got right split down. So back, how are we going to paskin in such a case? It'll be there's no way that you can be motzi when there is, you've got the psakim going this way across. So the person, the honest Shimon, who asked me the shaila, what do I do? He's now agreed to throw in, to repair the scratch on my car. And I don't want to charge Reuven more than I should really charge him. I feel bad having my car repaired for something that had nothing to do with him. And at his cost. So I said to him, how much would such a repair cost? So he said to me, £130. So I said to him, would you have it repaired for £130? He said, no, that's why it isn't repaired. So I said to him, how much would you pay for it? I said, £100? So he said, no, he wouldn't do it for 100. So I told him, sounds like a Avraham Avinu. So I said, 80 or 90? Yeah. I told him, what about 80, 90? He says, yes, I'd do it. So I told him, take off half of that. Take off half of that, because You've got a situation over here where there's chulkim. The generated, if you want to be lifnim mishuras hadin, I told him, strictly speaking, hamoitz mechaveh v'raya. The garage man would not break it down as the two separate quotations. Why? Very simply, because he was only doing it for nothing, because he's got the car in there anyway, it's all set up and everything's done, and the whatever it is, the colour spray, yeah, the paint spray, everything's ready, so it's a nothing for him to do it. That's why he's thrown it in. And therefore, really, you don't have to pay anything. But if you want to lifnim mishuras hadin, you don't have to take off more than half. Half of what it's worth to you. Half of what you would have to pay. But make hadin, you don't have to take off anything because of this machlokes. But even according to the Rif, where it's definitely contributory over here, therefore, chulkim, they both have, he chose the garage man, and the Reuven was the one who did the damage. In the other case, where Reuven did the damage and took Shimon's car off to the garage, went off to do the damage, so in such a case there, so then, of course, Reuven cannot deduct from the damage that he's done to Shimon, because in such a case, the garage man has repaired Shimon's car. He's repaired Shimon's car. Maybe that he did think that he was doing Reuven a Tova, but nonetheless, for two reasons. First of all, there's Hamotzim Chavir of Varaya. Maybe, again, the din over here is that if he did it specifically, he did it specifically for Reuven, so maybe Reuven can charge, but as you mentioned previously, that Shimon didn't ask for it to be done.
Right.
And Shimon didn't ask for it to be done, so therefore, there's no way that Reuven can claim it from Shimon. Maybe, again, lifnim mishuras hadin, again, Shimon can turn around and say, look, my car's been improved as a result of this, extra work has been done, and therefore some contribution to that is something that would be, how much would it be? Possibly only half of what has been there, minus, you might say, he didn't ask for it to be done, again, it would be how much that it would be worth to him. Half of what it's worth to him, as opposed to half of the cost, because in both cases, nothing was asked. And that, the chayra seems to be. But I was tremendously pleased and impressed that we got such honest people who really want to try and reduce the loss of other people, and they don't want to get any benefits after somebody else's loss. I just want to finish off and give a little thought, a little possible mutual chizuk, the situation that, and I think it's good to speak about it, the situation in the country as a result of the votes, there's been Brexit. It doesn't make a difference whether your particular vote was to remain or whether the vote was to leave. Either way, certainly in the short term, it's set to be rough and tough. And the thought that I had is the following. Each and every person, whatever they decided to vote, was their cheshbon, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what was the right thing to vote. But the outcome of the decision is Lev Melochim V'Sorim is B'yad Hashem. Today's Melochim V'Sorim is the democratic vote. And therefore the outcome, any one person was not going to influence the outcome. So who is in charge? Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge. Who was in charge on Wednesday, on Thursday? Who is in charge on Friday and from that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, the emes is that the world is impoverished by not having emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have an incredible resource, and that is we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. We know that whatever the decision was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be. Why? What? That we may not understand, and that's something that we may never understand. But on the other hand, there's a good chance that in the course of time we'll look back and we'll see, Gamza L'Tova, that's the way it should have been. But we have those resources of Emunah to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after us, B'chol Eis U'Kol Shor, and therefore, as a result, then everything that transpires after that was just our doing, our ishtadlus, to try and put in the vote in the right direction that we were supposed to do, knowing that at the same time the outcome was something that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, and that was the inclination that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put, was and is the Tova, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's always looked after us, will amit Hashem continue to look after us as always. I just want to add one little thought. In Nishmas, give you an idea and see how much Meluchas HaNefesh people have on Shabbos morning when they come to shul. So during Nishmas, we say the following. We say that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Elef, Alfe, Alofim, Veribe, Revolvers, Pom, Matova, Shosisa, and Vesenu, Imami. And we recount a number of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has saved us and protected us. Mimitzrayim galtonu, Mibeis Avodim pedisonu, Berov zantonu, from famine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Berov, in famine, zantonu, you have fed us, Ubesova, and when there's plenty, kilkaltonu. Why, if there's plenty, why are we thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for feeding us, sustaining us, when there's plenty? Keep on the rest. Mecherev itzaltonu, mideva milatonu, mecholoim roim, venemonim dilisonu, adheinu azun rachamecho. What's going on here? Besova. Have anyone thought about this? Besova, kilkaltonu. The place is absolutely bursting at its seams with food, with produce, with anything you could possibly want. And we said, for giving us what to eat when there was plenty. Well, what are we saying? What are we saying?
Thank you.
We say thank you for the plenty. But when there's plenty, thank you for giving us what to eat. What's going on? So I had a look at the Mefarshim on this. Mefarshim is Oitz HaTfilis. And I had a look. And the Eitz Yosef and the Iyun Tefillah. And I found the Baruch Sheomer, who's the Torah Tamima, and he explains the following. So the Eitz Yosef says the following. It is says, no, the way to read it is, Barav Zantonu, and you didn't just give us the minimum, but Ubesava Kilkaltonu, you gave us much more than we need, and you have given us plenty. That's how he explains it. That's fine. The downside is, it doesn't seem to fit in with, but everything seems to be, it continues, it all seem to be perilous situations of some degree and some kind. So the Iyun Tefillah and the Baruch Sheomer, they say, they cite the Gemara in Bobasav Daf Tzadi Chesem Beis, where Rabbi Yochanan says that he remembers when there was so much grain that you could buy 4 saw of grain for 1 seller. But the trouble is, no one had the seller. You didn't have a seller to buy. So you can have a situation where the shops are absolutely bursting at their seams with produce. Loads, plenty, plenty. There's no shortage of food, but there isn't the finance. There isn't the economy to be able to buy what we need. And therefore, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both Barav Zantonu, that you fed us when there would have been a shortage of food, and also Besava, there's plenty of food, but Kilkaltonu, Lechalkeil, means not just Zon is to give food, is to feed. Lechalkeil is, as in fact, as they use it in Ivrit, then that's where they've taken it from. It's Kalkai's economy that there should be a plenty, we should have the wherewithal to be able to buy it. So our gratitude and our ovar and our request and our osid is that both we shouldn't experience the wrong, and we should also have a sova and the kalkola to be able to buy what we need and not be short.